Chapter 2. Digital Minimalism. There are no easy solutions to the problems I described in the last chapter. Instead, we need a complete philosophy of how we use technology that includes which tools to use and why and how to use them. The philosophy I am suggesting in this book is called Digital Minimalism. Digital Minimalism. A philosophy of technology use in which you focus your online time on a small number of carefully chosen activities that support the things you value, and then happily miss out on everything else. People who follow this philosophy start by thinking about their values. When they decide whether or not to use a new technology, they first ask if it will really support the things that they think are important. Even when a new technology does seem to support their values, they then ask themselves if it is the best way of supporting those values. If the answer to the second question is no, they then try to use the technology in a better way, or they will look for a better solution. Let us look at an example to show how this works. Tyler first used social media because he wanted to help his work, to connect with people, and to be entertained. Once he started to follow digital minimalism, he realized that the way that he used social media did not really help him with these three goals. So he left social media and started to use other, better ways of helping his work, connecting with people, and being entertained. I met Tyler a year later. He was excited about how his life had changed during the year. He started volunteering near his home. He exercises regularly. He reads 3 to 4 books a month. He began to learn a new musical instrument. He also told me that he is now much closer to his wife and children than he had been before. At work, because he was now able to concentrate more, he was given a new, better job. Some people at work noticed he was behaving differently and asked him why. He told me, "When I tell them I left social media, they say, 'I wish I could do that, but I just can't.' However, the truth is that they really have no good reason to be on social media." Before I can ask you to try digital minimalism in your own life, I need to explain why it works. There are 3 important reasons. 1, clutter is bad. Digital minimalists realize that cluttering their time and attention with too many tools and apps causes problems which are much bigger than the small benefits that they can get from them. For example, if you are on Twitter a lot, you might occasionally find an interesting new connection or learn about an idea that you had not heard about before. But you also need to think about all the time and attention that you give to Twitter in order to make a new connection or hear about a new idea. Imagine that you spend 10 hours a week on Twitter. The cost of this time is much higher than the value of any benefits you get from it. Instead, you could go to an interesting talk every month and make yourself talk to at least 3 people while you are there. This would give you the same value, but it would take only a few hours of your life per month. So you would have an extra 37 hours to do something else useful. This is why clutter is dangerous. It is easy to be attracted by the small benefits you get from a new app and forget all the time you will waste on it. 2. How you use technology is important. Digital minimalists believe that when you decide a piece of technology supports your values, this is only the first step. You then need to think about how you are going to use it in a way that will benefit you. Gabriella started using Netflix because it was a better way to get entertainment. But then she started watching it too much, which made her tired and unhappy. When she realized this, she did not completely stop watching Netflix. Instead, she made herself a rule that she is not allowed to watch it alone. Now, watching Netflix is a social activity instead of something she does on her own. Another example is people who remove social media apps from their phones, but still keep them on their computers and tablets. This lets them control the amount of time they spend on them. Finding new technologies is fun, but the real benefit comes when you have thought carefully about how you want to use them. 3. Thinking carefully about how to use technology makes you happy. The Amish are a group of people who first arrived in America in the 18th century. They are famous for not using modern technology. In fact, the truth about the Amish is different from what most people think. For example, they are not allowed to drive cars, but they can travel in cars driven by other people. They are not allowed to have their own phones, but many Amish groups have a phone box. They use electricity, but they produce it themselves and do not get it from the national electricity companies. The Amish are following a kind of digital minimalist philosophy. When they think about trying a new technology, they first ask themselves if it will support their values, and then they think about how they want to use it. The reason that most Amish are not allowed to drive cars is because having a car would change their lives a lot. When cars first appeared in the early 1900s, the Amish noticed that car owners would leave their homes and visit other towns, instead of visiting their families or sick people on Sundays or going to local shops on Saturdays. The Amish did not think that this was a good thing, which is why owning a car is not allowed. The Amish believe that being able to decide which technology to use and how to use it is more important than the convenience which technology brings. The fact that they are able to choose makes them happy with their way of life. This philosophy has helped them to continue their way of life for hundreds of years, and it also has important lessons for us.